Nolte, Tyrannical Democrats Introduce Bill to Kill Electoral College. By John Nolte on January 4, 2019. Desperate to bring the tyranny of the majority to our representative democracy. On the first day Democrats assumed control of the House of Representatives, Representative Steve Cohen, DTN, submitted a bill to kill the Electoral College. In two presidential elections since 2000, including the most recent one in which Hillary Clinton won 2.8 million more votes than her opponent, the winner of the popular vote did not win the election because of the distorting effect of the outdated Electoral College, Cohen said in a press release. Americans expect and deserve the winner of the popular vote to win office. More than a century ago, we amended our Constitution to provide for the direct election of U.S. senators. It is past time to directly elect our president and vice president. Democrat frustration over losing the presidency when they won the most votes is certainly justified. But it is also their own fault. If these triggered snowflakes would get over their red state prejudices and dare to live amongst us, that influence might flip enough states. But they refuse to. These snobby bigots find middle America icky. So they cower together in coastal and big city bubbles. If you will pardon a small digression. Never forget that those who claim to believe in global warming also choose to stubbornly live on the very same coasts that are supposed to be underwater already. Anyway, eliminating the Electoral College is the road to tyranny, which is why Democrats and the media desperately want it eliminated. Trust me, the last place any free person wants to live is in a country where 51% of the population can strip the rights away from the 49%. Imagine a country where the only way to get elected president is to appeal to the left-wing extremists who live in large population centers, which is exactly what would happen. In fact, this would be the only way to win the presidency because it would be the easiest, the cheapest as far as ad buys, getting out the vote, and that most precious commodity of all, time. Campaigns are going to go to where the most votes are. Because of the careful way it was set up, the Electoral College helps to protect that most important right of all, the right of the minority. By minority, I don't mean racial minority, but those states with minority populations. To cobble together the 270 electoral votes required to win the presidency, candidates are forced to appeal to a broad coalition of states, including states with small populations, Maine, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Nevada, Iowa, Nevada, etc. What's more, if the Electoral College goes, the next target will be the U.S. Senate. After Trump and the Republicans managed to hold the Senate in 2018, you heard a lot of media griping about how unfair it is that a state like Wyoming, population 600,000, is represented as equally in the Senate as a New York, population 8.8 million. But again, in their infinite wisdom, the Founding Fathers were obsessed with protecting minority rights, with protecting the rights of the individual states, and so the federal government was deliberately set up in a way so that A. The passions of the 51% could not be easily fulfilled and B. Every state had some legitimate muscle in the legislative process. Democrats love to talk about diversity and representation, but still want to kill an ingenious constitution that best ensures both when it comes those who hold power over the rest of us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.